This is Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College. You're with Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. Just about 24 hours ago, Associated students voted to censure the current administration and approved a no-confidence vote for PCC Superintendent President Dr. Mark Rocha. What are the next steps, and what has the calendar change done thus far? In studio with me right now, Simon Fraser, President of Associated Students, and Jordan Orozco, who is Vice President for Cultural Diversity of Associated Students. Simon and Jordan, I'd like your thoughts on what this was supposed to do with the calendar change. Supposedly, administration said, this is going to save us all kinds of money. I'd like to know what you've seen.
You know, first of all, I would just like to make clear a comment I just made a minute ago. People who have been rejected can appeal the decision. Mm-hmm. It is not an easy process. You have to call and go through a written process, and it's individual to each campus. So if there are students who have been rejected, they should know that they should appeal, but that there is still no guarantee that they'll even look at it.
Do we know whom they ought to call? Because I know it's like an untying the Gordian knot.
Yeah, you'd want to call the admissions office at the four-year institution. So I just wanted to make that clear that there is still that sort of final last resort. Point is, we shouldn't even be needing the final last resort anyway.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So on your comment about the budget, we have the budget. The decision was made on the assumption that Proposition 30 would not pass. And I will say that that is a reasonable decision to make a budgetary decision based on a proposition not passing, because it is very up in the air, and at the time the polling numbers weren't great. But there are many colleges that made budgetary decisions by not including a winter calendar that managed to say, you know, if Prop 30 doesn't pass, we won't have a winter. We are the only college that took that additional step of just removing the winter. And I can understand why it would make sense from a spring point of view, because you want those students. You don't want to have a six-week just nothing period. It doesn't help the college. It doesn't help students. It doesn't help anyone. But the point is that by making the decision the way without considering the summer implications, and in fact, the Budget Resource Committee on campus, which is a shared governance group, did propose funding a winter intersession. That proposal, however, was not presented formally to the Board of Trustees. It went to the administration for submission, and it did not go further than that. So the Board of Trustees was never really aware that the BRAC committee, Budget Resource Committee, had actually said, you know what, we should fund a winter, and here's how we can do it. What we found is that I would argue that this decision has cost us more money in simply the manpower and the time to make the change and then to then have to try and make up for the change. The original point of having a single summer term is that you would have one registration period. So all students register at one time. Now, because of the way they're trying to fix, and again, the fix came too late for those summer classes transcripting spring, there's now going to be two registration dates. So that's the cost saving that was argued at the Board of Trustees on August 29th, I think it was, has now disappeared.
Before I get to my question for Jordan, you say two registration dates. Do we know anything at all about when these registration dates are or when these summer classes are?
Soon.
Oh.
We know that what originally would have happened with the summer term would start May 12th. Within that, we would have had the six-week block and the six-week block like I spoke about last time on your show. And now that first six-week block will no longer be part of the summer semester anymore. It's going to be part of spring. The start date will be May 2nd. But instruction won't begin until May 13th. Now, if that doesn't confuse you, here's another thing. So now they're going to look like summer classes, but they're really going to be spring classes, which means we need to have a new registration date probably in the next couple of weeks. So students are going to need to know that if you want one of those first session classes and you're at that point where you need, and that's primarily going to be transfer classes. So they're important classes. If you need one, you're going to have to register sooner. And then if you go and look for your summer registration appointment date right now, it's going to give you one, but that's only going to be for the summer 2 classes now. So we don't know.
There's just one little problem. I don't see any classes listed.
No.
Okay. And my head is spinning with all these dates and everything.
Yeah.
Jordan, what I wanted to ask you, you nodded adamantly when Simon said he thought this budget change cost us more money than save. What do you think? What have you seen?
No, I completely agree. And I mean, and you can just look at the proof, you know, right here with just having confusion with what dates are what and what classes are we going to put in what is called now late spring session and summer session. So it has ultimately cost us more money to do this when they were fighting that it was going to cost us less money and save us more money in the long run. And clearly it hasn't.
What an incredible mess. Now that you have these two resolutions, what is the next step? Where do we go from here?
So, I mean, in my from here, we now have our voices heard. We now have our student representation out there. We know we represent, you know, some 30,000 odd students out there. So I feel like now it gives us the traction to actually make some change, actual change on campus, which needs to happen in the first place.
What I will do, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sure. No, I was going to ask, what are the next concrete steps you take?
I will be presenting the resolutions to the Board of Trustees on March 13th. I've already informed the board of the resolutions and Dr. Rocha by email. So they have them. They've seen them. In fact, I had an email from Mr. Martin, President Martin, who is the president of the Board of Trustees, today to discuss. So I'll be meeting with him. What AS will do is say very firmly that the shared governance process is broken on this campus. You need to fix it by ensuring that we are included. Not us as individuals, but us as an institution. I'm going to present the grievances that were presented in a memorandum to the executive committee. I will represent that to the Board of Trustees, and I will ask the Board of Trustees to step in for relief by directing President Rocha to fix it, and to fix it now, and to never have this problem occur again. I will be ensuring that the calendar committee on this campus, which is preparing its proposals for 2013-14, presents to the Board of Trustees, and it presents its version of the calendar. Not one the administration provides, but one that the calendar shared governance committee provides itself. I am then going to immediately call for a campus-wide review of President Rocha. We haven't had one yet. It's been almost 4 years, and it's coming up anyway, but we need to start the process now. And then there are elements where the Board of Trustees will be called upon to remove Dr. Mark Rocha. And that was part of the resolution, but that is up to them. The Board of Trustees will now decide how it wants to respond, and that will depend on whether or not AS gets frozen out in the cold for taking this step, or whether we actually gain some traction. One more thing I will just say, that in order for us to gain traction, we really need to, we can't do this alone, and this can't be a vacuum. If other constituent groups on this campus are feeling the same way, now is the time for them to stand up as well. And this is not something we wanted to trailblaze on. Our goal was not to be historic. Our goal was to help students. It's why we spent 6 weeks trying to get answers out of the administration instead of going to no confidence immediately. It's just where we are.